My next guest is one of my favourite humans, full stop. I love hanging out with her in various capacities over the years. Such a positive, vibrant presence to be around, and it's a great pleasure to have her in the studio, Roz Pappalardo. First of all, welcome to The King Review.
Oh, it's so fabulous to be here, Gavin, and can I reciprocate and say that in my time in Cairns, you have always been a smiling face and, you know, with always wise words and friendly words, and I love hanging out with you.
All right, that mutual love session aside. Now, Roz, of course, many of you will know or should know, is a musician, a fantastic performer. Women in Docs was probably your, I guess, biggest high-profile experience. But most exciting, I think, and the reason to have you in is you've got some new music coming out. First of all, tell us about, there's a single coming up followed by an album a couple of months later. Tell us about those recordings.
Yes, so this is the new thing that artists do, is put singles out. Okay. In the old days when I still play in Women in Docs, but yes, we'd just put the record out and just, I don't know, have fun with that, people.
And played shows.
And put CDs in the back of the truck and toured around the country ad nauseam, right? Yeah. But now it's a little more strategic, I think. And so you put a single out, apparently, okay, and you make a film clip, and it then leads to the release of a record. So this next single is called Won't Be Quiet. And I am a songwriter who very much relies upon the stories and my environment for that feed, yes, you know. And so this song I wrote about a woman I met on an 18-hour train ride from the Gold Coast to Townsville for Friendship Day, because I was on a train ride with 40 war widows as a part of a songwriting documentation project.
Right, okay.
So she told me a story and I wrote a song called Won't Be Quiet.
And Won't Be Quiet about?
In her perspective, the story was actually about her husband who had served in Vietnam, who got very sick with a sickness that no doctors could give her a result on. Mm. And we probably all know what that sickness was and how it has gone through her family line. And she was expressing to me that it's so important not to be quiet, to tell the truth, to tell the story. And that resonated with me across a lot of different levels. Mm. So it became the name of my record and became the lead single to my album.
And it's all, a phrase like that, Won't Be Quiet Now, is almost part of this national discussion we're having about violence against women. It's almost a fitting,
it fits prescient. On, it does fit on so many levels. It reverberates on so many levels. Mm. As someone who is deeply entrenched in an artistic world and who has experienced such, not personal loss, but such industry loss on a grand scale after COVID or as a result of COVID, all of those different things, you know, the arts is essential. Mm. That kind of story is really important to me as well.
And a whole bunch of artists, we had Amy Shark on the show a couple, yes, of weeks ago. She talked a lot about this, is that in times of crisis, the arts, be it music or books, film, people turn to them for comfort. And yet you're often the last industry considered for support. And I think that certainly happened in the Australia's case.
It's and I would almost suggest perhaps it was an international international sort of thought process. Mm. Yet you're right. And Amy Shark, you know, said it so beautifully. What did you do during lockdown? Mm. I'm sure you just didn't sit in a room and look at the walls. Mm. But I know. We know. We know what you did, and it's because of us.
You turned to the arts.
Yeah.
What about, where is the state of play now in the industry, live music,
yep,
in particular? Now, you've got, we should have, of course, mentioned you've got some shows coming up across Queensland. You're at Brother Jenkins on April 22nd. People, listeners, you need to get down there to hear Roz play. But what's the state of play? You've got a good handle. You sit, yep, on, I think you said, statewide, the Q Music Board. Where are we at with live music performing now and going forward?
The concern, really, is that there are a number of concerns. The first concern is the shaky nature of border closures. Mm. And personally, that has to happen for a health reason. Health lands 100%, but it does concern artists who are trying to budget, keep their audience in a safe place. Mm. So the concern around that, it does stop the touring. Mm. The other thing which is of significance is what the general public don't understand is that capacities in venues are seriously diminished. Mm. Capacities in music venues which aren't built for seated experiences. Mm. Theatres are built for seated experiences, and that's fantastic and comfortable and wonderful, and I love going to the theatre, darling. Mm. But not so in music venues.
You don't go and see some rock and roll sitting down.
You might, but you can stand up in front of your seat now.
You can.
But music venues that are built for music specifically, and there are many wonderful music venues in Queensland, of which I can shout out the Trifford in Brisbane, the Tanks Art Centre in Cairns, built for live music experiences, standing. Mm. There are restrictions around that, which restrict capacity. The band does not make... It's not viable for the band or the venue to open sometimes. So it's a serious issue.
And financially, you know, we've had... we're musicians. If you make a living from music, and you may have to just fill me in a little bit, but obviously small business and big business had access to something like JobKeeper. The performing arts sector.
The performing arts sector is filled with people who are individual suppliers.
Contractors, freelancers,
and therefore aren't or were not eligible for JobKeeper. Potentially JobSeeker, absolutely, but JobKeeper, which... because of the nature of our industry, many performing arts organisations were because they, you know, have all those kind of scaffolds in place. So that was a very difficult understanding for a lot of artists to come to who contract to other organisations to do a variety of things in the arts, whether it be, you know, backing vocals or session musician or graphic design.
Live music in Cairns, you mentioned there, the Tanks, fantastic venue. There's a couple of other council performing venues, like the Parklands, for example, CPAC. But Cairns in general in live music, we used to have, I think, quite a bustling, thriving live music scene. Jono's of Blues Bar, of course, was one of them. Are we lacking some live music venues outside those council-sponsored spots in Cairns?
It's difficult to say because, especially in today's environment, where the expenses have risen dramatically in terms of necessary expenses like cleaning, like extra expense around
the compliance
with COVID. Necessary COVID. So that does put a bit of a, it makes it difficult for some venues to operate. Jono's was golden age, eh? What can you say? You know, every single person who's ever had anything to do with the music industry, and probably all of Australia, has had an experience there. And that was, they were brave and they were abandoned. They had a great abandon and such vision. I'll say yeah. Mm. Yeah, we miss it. We lack it.
We miss it.
We need it.
I remember seeing Little Birdie at Jono's.
Yeah.
And it was such an incredible, intimate venue to see music in. It was amazing.
And you just didn't know what was going to happen. And that was a part of the experience, right? Yeah.
Now, Roz, tell us and tell listeners, where can we hear your music? Where can we see you? Website, where can people jump on?
Yeah, you can find me. My name is pretty identifiable. Two P's, Roz Papalardo. So you can find me at rozpapalardo.com, my Facebook, Roz Papalardo Music, Spotify, easy to find.
On
all the streaming, on all the things.
Aren't you fancy?
I am very fancy. Last year I started a project called The Kitchen Sessions. So that's somewhere in the internet's land.
Google Kitchen Sessions Cairns.
Right. I have been doing this for a wee while now, and it's part of my DNA. Yeah. And you can find me.
Find me.
Google. And I'll say hello to you. I will.
Roz Papalardo, such a great pleasure to have you on. Please keep an eye out for Roz's upcoming single and album a couple of months later. Roz, thanks so much for being on The King Review.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thanks, Gab.